Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Raul, how are you doing today?
I am doing well, thank you. How about you?
Doing wonderful. Thank you very much for asking and for giving us your time here today. I know you have a lot of things to do, so I really appreciate this. Now, what we wanted to do was just to get to talk to you about your experience with CyberBacker and Virtual Leverage. But before we head on to that, I need your help here real quick. Can you tell us something about yourself and what you do, Raul?
Yes, I taught school for 30 years. And then in my second career, I have become a realtor. And I've been at this for 19 and a half years. And I cover primarily all of northeastern Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. So really a lot of experience in both careers for you. How about working with someone virtual, though? Just like what you're doing with EJ, your CyberBacker. Is this the first time?
Well, this was the first time that I have worked virtually with anybody, and I resisted doing it for that reason. I wasn't sure how that would work. Mm-hmm. And it has been an extremely good experience and something that I look back that I wish I would have been able to do it before that.
Gosh, really love the energy. Really having a great experience now with CyberBacker. So how long have you been partnered with CyberBacker, though?
We began, I believe, it must have been sometime in June. And then by the time that, you know, the hiring process and all that started, I would say probably sometime in mid-August.
Mid-August, okay.
And it's been a learning curve, but she's a fast learner. And she's very, she does things on her own that things that may help me. Mm-hmm. And then informs me of what she has investigated and researched. She does a lot of things that I don't need to micromanage her.
Wow. Okay. So she really helps out in a lot of ways then. But what I'm curious about, since it's your first time now working with someone who's virtual, was it a big change for you during the beginning of the partnership?
Yes, because I am a very structured individual who does not delegate well. And I actually had a physical assistant for about a year, and it did not work. Oh. Because she did not have the experience with social media and computers that EJ does. So that didn't work. And then when I heard about CyberBacker through Jane Maslowski, she's the agent that owns the franchise for Pennsylvania, I thought I'd give it a shot. And I went on the 3-month trial period at first. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it was a no-brainer for me to continue it.
Easy decision right there. Now, talk to me more about EJ then, specifically about tasks. What are the things that you ask her to help out with every day?
Well, the most important thing was that I had a very difficult time keeping up with my database. Mm-hmm. So the first task was for her to put all of my database together into a platform called Wise Agent. Wise Agent is extremely useful for me, and she uses that to send weekly newsletters. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, monthly newsletters, weekly market updates. She can create property flyers within Wise Agent and then send it out to the database. So she is working with Wise Agent very well. Then on top of that, I also do a lot of social media postings on my own. But what I, to save me time, for example, I use KCM, Keeping Current Matters, and I do all of their platforms, their videos, their blogs, their social graphics. And what I do there is I do a video script 3 times a week, and then I post them on Facebook and on TikTok, and then she takes them and puts them on Instagram and LinkedIn. And just the fact that she can do that saves me time.
Yeah, of course, it really saves you a lot of time because all you have to do is just trust her with that, though. So before you started working with her, how did you do those tasks, specifically when it comes to...
I didn't.
Oh, not, that wasn't getting done before EJ.
Right. No, it just, I didn't have time to do it.
Gosh. All right. Now, imagine it's only been a few months that you've been working together and already a lot of tasks that are being handled by EJ. But I'm curious, what other things do you want her to do, though? If ever, you, of course, she's going to want to do more. She's going to want to grow with you in this role, too.
Well, we are currently working on figuring out how to send out just listed and just sold cards. My corporation, my corporate, which is Howard Hanna, they have a way to do it. But we are having issues trying to, with Howard Hanna IT, period. Not with EJ, but with Howard Hanna E. So we're trying to find how to circumvent that. That's number one. Another thing that she is, we're also trying to increase is how to reach the most recent clients. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, I gave her the list today, this morning when we met, on to get reviews. Because I've only gotten 19 reviews for Google. Mm-hmm. My goal was to get up to 25 this year. Naturally, I'm going to be a little short. But my goal from now on, and EJ and I will be working on that, is to get two reviews, a minimum of two reviews a month.
Wow.
So that will be up with to her to continue tracking those people down. And what she does, she keeps track of all that stuff.
Wow. Ash, it's going to be very exciting because imagine only a few months together, already a lot of things being done, of course, between you and your cyberbacker. Now, also, how about the partnership, though? I'm quite curious about that. The way you talk about her feels like that you've been working for not just a few months, but for years now. How did you create that strong partnership with your cyberbacker role?
Well, the important thing was that the initial hiring process, I was able to interview I think it was six candidates. And there was just something about her personality that seemed to click with me. And then, and she has a beautiful little daughter, as I've seen her on the camera a couple of times. And it's just that she's a family girl, very willing to work in order to make things happen in a positive manner. And I just think the professional relationship has increased due to that. The fact that she is so pleasant, very informative. It's a very good working relationship.
Very good working relationship right there. So really just making sure that you find a perfect cyberbacker is what you're saying during the interview process, the hiring process. Try and find that perfect fit for what you need for the business and how you going to be. How are you going to interact with this person anyway, right?
Correct. And that is huge. And I do feel that I was lucky that I got the first one. Like I said, my physical one didn't work out. And so I was concerned about someone 12 hours away. And I mean, right now, unless something catastrophic were to happen to me that I had to quit the business, I don't see me ending this because she is doing so well.
You go. Just good to hear that you're having great experience with EJ. Now, how about challenges, though? Have there been any challenges working with someone who's virtual?
So maybe because I hadn't done it before, I don't really know. But no, there have been no challenges.
No challenge.
We would just text back and forth. Hey, I'm having trouble with the internet. Can you check this out? And she does that. And then she sends it back to me. And this is if I know now that if she can't communicate with me, there is something wrong.
Absolutely true, because 100% sure your cyberbacker is always going to try to communicate with you when something is wrong. Now, again, it's only just been a few months that you've been working together. I'd like to know what's been the biggest impact of working with EJ in the business, with working with Cyberbacker too in the business.
Well, the fact that she is able to get a lot of my stuff out there, especially in social media, because there are two other things that I send to her, something from Agent Crate, something from Agent Icon, and she is able to put those things together using Canva. And she posts them, and she's and then the thing that I like about her also is that she sends them to me to so I can approve it. Now, we're to the point that I say, EJ, I don't need to approve everything you send me. just do it. Just let me know what you did, but just go ahead and do it. And it's there. Working out very well.
Trust is already there between you and your cyber backer. Correct. It's great to hear that. Now, before we go, obviously, if I forgot to tell you anyway, that EJ is going to be able to listen and watch this once we have this online. So before we go, would you want to give her a quick shout out on the show?
Absolutely. EJ, without you, I could not be doing what I'm doing now. I really appreciate your effort. And I hope we have this professional relationship going on for quite a while.
There we go. Now, we are very, very excited to seeing the continued success of this partnership. And of course, Raul, thank you very much for dropping by today. I had fun talking to you.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how CyberBacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.